Have you ever seen the TV show Hoarders, or who watches it on a regular basis? Let me. Okay, so there's some of you. I wasn't super familiar with this show, but as I was kind of getting ready with today's conversation, I saw these clips and I started actually reading about people. Do you know there's individuals out there that actually get paid to help other individuals clean out their house? See, my wife has this natural anointing, so we don't have to pay this. So as I was watching this clip, here's an individual who over Egg McMuffins, English McMuffins, Egg McMuffins. How many eat McDonald's? Way too much. English McMuffin. I know I'm saying something wrong, but I don't know what it is right now. But everybody else does, so why don't we do this? Let's just move on past the McMuffins, okay? So let's just kind of get going. And I still don't know why they're laughing. Okay. So there was bread in the fridge she didn't want thrown away. So this bread in the fridge, but here's what it was. Her life was wrapped up in the identity that she had created by hoarding all this stuff that she found as value. Correct? And we do the exact same things with our emotions. We do the exact same thing with the past. We do the exact same thing with life experiences. And some of these things that we do it with are very good and very healthy and get us moving forward. But the thing we all need to be aware of is somewhere in your life, you are hoarding a bowl full of cockroaches. But I'm confident, and as we start talking about this, you'll know that you do. You don't want to be hoarding this thing, but for some reason, you just don't get rid of it because in your life, when you revisit it, it reminds you that you were right and they were wrong. It reminds you that you need to keep this bowl so in case you get in a fight with them in the days to come, you will be able to pull this back out and use it against them. We have these things that we can't move past, and I found it so interesting in this clip that the daughter came and was just like, hey, can we talk for a second? And the mom said, stop. Hey, we just need to stop. She was unable to emotionally, intellectually, or rationally have a conversation, and so I wrote this phrase. Some of us, we do not have the emotional energy that we need for our present relationships because we use it all nursing negative emotions and negative energy towards someone or something that's not even a part of our life now. She didn't have the emotional energy to engage her daughter because all of her emotional energy was wrapped up with something from the past that she just couldn't get over. So how many of us need to be aware in a conscious way what we are hoarding in our life? How about we come back to that thought for a second? We'll come back in just a little bit. What is the thing in our life that we are hoarding? I guess the second way would be is, how do we know if the things that we are hoarding are something that we should keep or get rid of? And then I guess the third question would be this. When we know it's something that we should get rid of, how do we practically get these McMuffins... cockroaches. She told me, go with just cockroaches. I can barely focus on what I'm supposed to be preaching on because I don't know what I'm doing wrong now. But I so appreciate you guys do. So the muffins and the bread. Oh, they're just English muffins. Am I saying McMuffins because of McDonald's? I'll be doggone if that's not the funny. How many were aware of this 3 minutes ago when I was? Okay, well, good. We have crowd participation today. I'm excited about that. Hey, people online, be nicer. No, like, for those online, we're grateful that you're with us this morning. One of the things you're going to need to know in just a couple minutes, everybody here is going to pull out a handout if they know it or not. Your handout is available to you. All you have to do is download our app and you can get it. What we're going to be talking about, we're in a two-hour conversation that is broken up over 3 weeks. And so if you were here last week, that's absolutely fantastic. You kind of have a head start. If you weren't with us last week or you weren't able to watch it, here's kind of the premise that we talked about. I believe in our life, that we have natural positions that we default to, or can we say this, our left side, my microphone went away when I, our left side of living, but then we have some intended designs that an intelligent God created us for, and these intended designs, or our right side of living, is what we should be intentionally moving towards. The problem is that we were born with something known as a sin nature. How many have ever heard of Adam and Eve before? Great, okay. They are your great, 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 and they decided to make a decision on their own, and the moment they do it, they intrinsically gave you a sin nature in your life. That sin nature that you have in your life has always kept you from God. But inside of you, because you were intentionally designed by God, there is something known as a conscience. How many, without a pastor ever telling you, a sermon that you ever listened to, a Bible that you ever read, you did something before? You lied, you cheated, you stole, whatever it might be. And the moment you did it, something inside of you went black. Something went dark. You felt bad. You don't know why you felt bad, but you internally knew that this was just wrong. Why did you know that? Because we as a society has evolved. I can't go with that. I understand the evolution process that one thing kind of evolves to another, and I can kind of see some charts and it makes sense. But to evolve that we have a conscience that is common to all mankind, it just doesn't logically make sense. And it, what it is you defaulted to your natural behavior, but something inside of your intended design went, this was wrong. So we've been talking about the intended design. So if there's this natural left side of the page that we default to versus the right side of the page that we want to grow into, how do we do this? Well, Jesus taught us this. He taught us this prayer. And you know what? Just for fun, let's do it again this week. Let's say this Lord's Prayer together. So everyone out loud, say this with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. That one line, how is it that Jesus taught us to always be able to move to the right side of our character? And it's this: thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, in me, as it is in heaven. And the one thing that we talked about this last week that I want to tell you again this week, there's one thing in your life that you can focus on that always, on a daily, hourly, minute-by-minute basis, brings heaven into earth, and that's this: your character. It's really the only thing in this world that you can even control. How many have ever got mad at the weather before? What a complete waste of time, right? Because if you get mad, the only thing you did was move to the left side of the page versus living on the right side of just coming to an understanding that there's things in this world that you can't control, right? And so in this place that we have an outdoor wedding, God, we have an outdoor wedding, why would you possibly let it rain? You know what God did this morning? God woke up and thought this: they spent a lot of money on that wedding. They put all this energy. You know what I'm going to do just for giggles? I'm going to rain on them. Yeah, that was God's plan before heaven and earth started. No, there's just a chance it rained. But we have to, in that moment, how can we live with our right side characteristics that are healthy, that are life-giving, versus right side or left side characteristics that are destructive and non-character forming? So that's when we talked about this thing, and I know this is going to sound really weird. If you didn't hear this yet, stick with me for a minute. So we ultimately decided this, that we are going to work on our sixth sense in the fourth dimension. Amen? Okay, the people that said it, they might have been here last week, but they didn't get it. So here, let's do this again. What if of our five senses, we viewed our character as our sixth sense? As something as tangible as touch, taste, feel, smell, as something as tangible as that, what if we focused on our character as if it was actually one of our senses? and we wanted to hone it, and we wanted to develop it. And like our eyes, if they start getting kind of blind or cross-eyed, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do what we can to get our vision straight again, specifically in our character. Because we play this what-if scenario. What if character was the only thing we took to eternity with us? So imagine you at your worst. Right? No one's smiling or amening on that one right now. So imagine you at your worst, and when you're at your worst, what if you took that character with you to eternity, and that character was developed for the next 1,000 years? What does that sound like to you? Does it sound like heaven, or would that sound like hell? But what if the best part of you, the love, gentleness, patience, kindness, what if that's the characteristic that we took to that fourth dimension, if you would, and in that dimension, that developed over the next 6,000 years, how many think that sounds more heavenly than hellish? So that's why we're being this intentional to focus on our character, and in focusing on our character, I want to now give you, when I keep referring to the right side and the left side of the page, if everyone here in the chair in front of you on the little metal rack, there's a piece of paper waiting for you. If you were sitting in one of the front rows and the row in front of you is like 6 feet away, it was probably sitting there waiting for you. Or they're sitting right over here and you can come grab them. I'm going to invite everyone to just pick up this piece of paper right now and get it into your hands. Because welcome to, when I say the right side versus left side, those online, make sure to get the app and download it. You have a PDF waiting there for you. It should redirect you to a Google Drive, I believe. Welcome to your left side versus right side characteristics. So in your left side versus right side characteristics, let's just go for the very first top line. On your left side, aggravated, angered, annoyed. That would be a left side characteristic. But directly across from that, here is the counterbalance to those characteristics: gratitude, tolerance, patience, and acceptance. And so anytime we have this place in our life right now, when it comes to left side versus right side characteristics, the reason we want to know what's on the opposite side is, if we find ourselves wanting to intentionally focus on our character, and let's say we find ourselves in a left side characteristic such as aggravated, bothered, denial, dissatisfied. When it comes to the right side versus left side characteristics, we need to intentionally move from one side to each other to be able to focus on it. So if we know that the negative characteristic is aggravated, then at what point do we start focusing on gratitude? What is it in this place at this time that I can start focus on? I'm angered. Congratulations. We get to start working on patience. And I, just so you know, I can feel you getting angry at me just saying that to you. But we have to focus on these left side versus right side, because when it comes to happiness, can I ask you a question? Look at the left side characteristics right now. In those left side characteristics, can you tell me at a time that you were feeling any of those emotions and actually felt happy? Can you look down at envy, greed, intolerance, jealous, offended, self-centered, prideful, procrastination, and you look at your life and say, I felt happy in those moments. I felt really good about myself when my wife and I had such a fight that we screamed at each other and slept in the opposite sides of the house that night. That left side characteristic made me feel good. And by the way, when I say happy, I don't say feel good in the moment because you got it off your chest. I'm talking because you lived in that. The desire that we have in life, how many want to live a happy life? Amen? Let me give you a little news flash. You cannot live a happy, fulfilled life on the left side page of character. The only way, imagine when you have faith, trust, honesty, acceptance, appreciation, concern for others. How many could find yourself living on that side of the page, actually finding joy? Absolutely finding. So the right side of your living is freedom. The left side of your thinking is bondage. Okay, so I've kind of done enough setup now. So here's what you can do. Put your piece of paper down. Put your piece of paper down. As you can tell, I'm not used to preaching with the microphone. This thing's going in and out all the time. And we will have this fixed by next week, or I'm just going to yell really loudly. So here we go. When it comes to left side versus right side, because right now we have a bunch of good things on one piece of paper and we have a bunch of bad things on the other side of the piece of paper. Is this even godly? And let me just say this. I actually believe the best parallel that I can give you of is this a biblical thought or not is someone by the name of Jesus and the other one by the name of Lucifer. How many have ever heard of those two before? Right side versus left side thinking. If you do not know the story about Lucifer, there's two Old Testament chapters, specifically Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, that tells us this. You have Lucifer, who was an angel. He was created by God. He was beautiful. He was glorious. He was a leader in the heavenly realm. But there came a time in his life where he began wanting what God was having. And inside of him, something began to build up. Specifically in Ezekiel 28, 17, it says this. It said, Lucifer, your heart became proud on an account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So it says that Lucifer, pride was found in him, and he began needing to raise himself up. So apparently Lucifer was so impressed with his own beauty and intelligence, power and position, that he began to desire for himself the honor and glory that belonged to God alone. But can we say it this way? Lucifer resented what God had. He had all this glory, all this splendor, all this power, all this authority, but he began looking at someone else and what they had, and inside of him, resentment was found. And so, yes, the pride of Lucifer's life was his downfall, but I would like to say this, the seed of pride was found in a fertile soil of resentment because there was something that he wanted it. So, here's the crazy thing. We have to start recognizing resentment in our life because resentment in our life is the doorway that moves to the left side characteristic that we cannot be found in, because these left side characteristics, even though they make you feel good in the moment, long term will never bring you happiness in your life. And so think about Lucifer. He began resenting God for something that God never promised him. What is one way that you can have resentment in your life? Putting expectations on people that they never ask for, and sometimes you never even communicated to them. Was there a time when God said, hey, Lucifer, after a while, I'm going to retire and you'll become me? Nope, never was there. But somewhere along the line, an expectation of this is what I want and you have it, so I have to get it from you. I feel like I need to go real practical here. Men, I need to talk to you for a second. Men, your spouse comes home and there's a desire that you have in your heart. You figure out what that desire is. I don't want to label it, but you have a desire in your heart. But you know what you decide to do? You decide to let her read your mind, right? And you decide to let her read your mind, but you went ahead and gave a few kind of hints along the way. You straightened up the couch, the cushions were on the ground, so you straightened them up. You decided to put the Egg McMuffins back away because you went to McDonald's earlier. Easy, don't judge, just relax. But then in it, you made sure to let she look nice, but you didn't know this, that she came home with a list of jobs in her head, but they weren't written down because women don't do that. They replay it over and over and over so they never forget it. Feeling stressed out, she wears herself out just enough to clean off her makeup and to climb into bed. And while you're climbing in bed, there's an expectation that you put out there that she's not going to fulfill. Why? Because it was never promised to you. But are you okay with that expectation not being met, or somewhere inside of you, do you do this? What is she doing? Why doesn't she love me? Right? It was nothing more than an expectation that presented anger and frustration in your life. And expectations and resentment are so powerful. Let me ask you this. How many you're currently mad at somebody who's doing everything exactly the way you want it to be done? Is there anybody in here that you're frustrated with someone that every expectation you have for them, they're holding up 100%? Of course not. Why? Because if that was the case, there would be no place for resentment to be there. But here's the newsflash in life. The moment we put our expectation on someone else, That resentment becomes a fertile ground for anger and pride and frustration and anger and all these other things to give birth in our life. And Satan was sitting there going, I have this expectation, and Jesus, I'm not even going to communicate it to you. I'm just going to let it slowly build inside of me. And then there'll be a point that I'm going to sit off to the side and I'm going to sit in judgment. Because here's what happens. When we move to the left side characteristics of our page, we sit in a place of judgment so that we can feel right. But even though you're sitting here in your left side characteristic feeling righteous, you're not living on the right-hand side of the page. And in this place of leftness that you're sitting in, wanting to be right, you actually seal yourself to this left side characteristic because you're not giving place for movement for the right-hand side of the page. And Satan sealed himself, Lucifer sealed himself to this place where he eventually gets casted out. And you may or may not know the story, but now he has horns and a pitchfork and a tail that's red. So it really went downhill for him. Versus, let's look at Jesus's response of left side versus right side. If anybody could have been prideful in his life, how many would agree that it's Jesus? There wasn't a river that he didn't cross by walking on. There wasn't a boat that he couldn't fill with fish to make people prosperous. There wasn't a disease that he didn't come onto that he healed. And even if he stopped to heal someone and another individual died because he was late, no big deal. He just raised him from the dead. Like, if anyone could have been prideful or full of pride for the life that they lived, it clearly could have been Jesus. And can I just say this? If anyone had the right to be resentful by the way the world acted towards them, it would have been Jesus. He's on a cross, hanging, bleeding, bruised, battered, and people are still mocking him and yelling at him. And anywhere along the line, if he would have went, jokers, do you know who I am? I would have went, amen, that's good, Jesus. I would have been 100% fine with that. But Jesus did something so amazing, so powerful. He said this, Lord, in this plane of pace, place of pain that I'm currently hanging, I do not sit up here in a place of judgment, but I say this, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. And God, rather than me resenting them for the pain that I'm living in, I'm instead going to release them from any expectation that I would have put on them to treat me as their savior, treat me as your king, treat me as a son. I release all that resentment because God, ultimately, by me dying free, I free them. So the parallel between the right side of the page and the left side of the page is the parallel of Lucifer versus Jesus, because Lucifer is sitting over here in all these wrong characteristics because he walked through the doors of resentment, while Jesus was the perfect model for us of what the right-hand side of the page looks like. Why? Because he didn't sit in a place of judgment. He resisted the temptation of pride in his own life. Why? Because resentment wasn't a soil that seed could even grow in. We have to intentionally. So when we look at this thing, you have what Jesus went through, and you look at it. So I have this. What if the problem in our life that we're facing are actually intended, rather than viewing a problem, feeling frustrated, feeling left side page about it, what if we started viewing the problems of our life this way? Problems in our life were intended to increase our ability to move towards a healthy character. Or let's say it this way, problems in our life, rather than them being, you know, on accident, no one knows why they're there. What if God puts them there purposely so you can move left side liabilities into right side assets? Okay, I'm going to say this again. I feel like some of you are with me, but you're already thinking about your barbecue that you're going to be doing. But unless you're going to be making a raspberry chipotle bacon burger, which I am, you ain't got nothing on me. Okay, so stick with me, right? You have something going on in your life. When you hit into this situation, all of a sudden, boom, you hit it. Boom. And all of a sudden, you're getting angry, you're getting frustrated, you're getting mad, you're jumping over to your left side, liabilities that makes life unhappy for you. And rather than looking at it going, God, why do you hate me? Why does my wife always despise me? Why do my friends always backbite me? Why does my coworkers despise me? Why, blah, 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 blah. We start doing all these things. Rather than we hitting that part of our life, what if we said this? This character is a liability. How do I walk through a different door and turn it into an asset? How can I take this horrible thing that's happening in my life and better my character on the backside of it? And that's where this right side versus left side is doing it. And so, I already said this. So how do we do this? Here, boom, done. Okay. So when it comes to how do we move a left side liability into a right side asset, here's the word that you need to know. It's awareness. Awareness of living in the moment, being aware of what's happening around you, but also being aware of what's happening inside of you. Awareness that these left side versus right side characteristics that I'm referring to you, use your emotion as indicators, not as drivers. I'm being indicated that I'm being moving towards my left. There's indications that I'm moving to my left. There's indications that resentment inside of me is starting to ramp up and I'm moving. So I'm going to use these indicators to now focus on the character that I intentionally want to have so that I can get more of that sense, sixth sense inside of me to move towards that Jesus character that he's called me to. So what are some indicators that you have resentment in your life? Number one, you become angry about little things. You know what I found about resentment? Resentment leaves your red line at a 6 or 7 all the time. Like you're always kind of, your tech is always going, your energy is always high. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. But if anything little happens, people go, man, how did you go to a 7 so quickly? Well, you were already at a 6. Right? To you, it was a big step. For me, it was just the next step. Why? Because I've allowed resentment always to have me just a little bit of angry about everything. Because when you're hoarding all of these emotions with you, you never get free time away from them because they're always bombarding your mindset. So it leaves you kind of on that red line. If you complain about everything, there's a chance you resent. Resentment is an issue in your life. Because the doorway to the right-hand side is gratitude. If you are complaining about everything all the time, there's a chance your door is left open to the resentment side. And little things you find to complain about. And by the way, if you want someone to complain about something, just come see me. I can be an expert at it. I can be critical about everything. But it's one thing to evaluate. It's another thing to constantly be dogging and digging and just blah, 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 complaining about it. You're overly sensitive and defensive. I don't really have many examples for this one. And if you go, I don't know if that's me or not, turn to the person to the right or left of you. Just ask them. Now, they're probably going to be afraid to tell you. You know why? You're overly sensitive. And if they do have the guts to tell you, you'll probably defend yourself. Another thing, for an indicator for resentment is this. You constantly rehearse it. You're exhausted. You tell that story to yourself over and over. You remember that moment. Somehow, when you remember the moment, all the emotions are completely attached to it. Someone else can replay that same emotion. They don't have the energy. They don't have the strength. They don't have the emotions that come with it. To them, it's a factual thing. To you, it's a back in the moment thing. I would say this, you are hoarding resentment in your life. And in those soils of resentment, you will only find left side characteristics that will bring unhappiness to your life. And then you'll sit over here in your unhappy life judging other people. And in that judgment, you will feel right because inside of us, we want righteousness. But the problem is, even though if you're sitting on your left judging what's on the right, you will always solidify yourself to left-hand thinking. So we have to see this. So when it comes to a hoarding show, let's just talk for a minute. I'm gonna ask you for about 5 more minutes. We had to do a bunch of praying today, which put us over in church. How selfish, how horrible. But unless you're thinking about a goat cheeseburger that this morning you made in a onion marmalade with cayenne pepper to put with it, which I did, you're not as excited about your barbecue as I am. So deal with it. By the way, this is true. I have a list of like eight burgers, I think, that I'm planning on making this afternoon. So I'm so excited. You're like, you can't eat that much. Challenge accepted. Okay. So let's just talk for a minute. Right-hand side versus left-hand side, intentional when it comes to intentional. So when it came to this hoarding show, something interesting that I found out, if you are someone who is a hoarder and you need to begin throwing things away in your life, people can come in and they have you do this exercise with everything in your house. They have you put it in your hand. How many know where I'm going with this? You've seen it before. I've seen it. Okay. They have you put it in your hand. And you look at this thing and you ask this question, or this was the book that I read. Do you spark joy in my life? And if the answer is yes, you're allowed to keep it. If the answer is no, you have to get rid of it. So I was starting to think about this when it comes to the hoarding that we do of our emotions, of our past, of stories, of resentment. What could be a good trial? What could be a good test? What could be a good question that we could ask? Of, is this something that we should keep in our life? And so I thought about this. The next time an emotion comes up and you're trying to figure out if it's moving you to your left side or your right side, is this an attribute, is this a characteristic that you want to have long-term into eternity with you as you move into a next dimension? What if you would hold that story up, hold that memory up, hold that thought up, hold that wound up, hold that joy up, whatever it might be, and ask this question, do you move me to my right-hand side? Like when I think about you, what sparks? And if it doesn't spark right-hand characteristics, that's when we have to intentionally, through awareness, ask the question, then what character do I need to focus on to move away from resentment? And it's a very practical thing that we have to do, but I will tell you this. There are things in your life, and so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about me and my journey. There's places in my life that I knew that I had to work on my left side versus right side characteristics. I shared part of that story with you last week. But I'm sitting down, and here's what I end up realizing as I sit down to work through these characteristics. The first thing is this. There's things in my life that I can't control. Or another way to say it is, I have no power over them. You may think that is someone that's an AA, NA, and all the other A's we come to terms with, but this is something that all of us need to come to terms with. There are things in your life that you are powerless. There's a mom and her comments that you're powerless over. There's a dad and his abandonment to you as a child that you're powerless over. There's emotions, some of you need to hear this, because I'll tell it again, alcohol, you're powerless over, and you think, I can manage it. Not if you have an allergy towards it. It will always be a depressant drug with diminishing returns, but I can say the same thing about meth. I can say the same thing about heroin. I can say the same thing about cocaine, marijuana, cutting, porn. It's all these type of things that we are absolutely powerless over. In this right side versus left side characteristic, I want to tell you this, that you need a power and a strength outside of who you are. You need to reach towards that higher power. And by the way, that higher power that I'd like to tell you about today is a man named Jesus Christ. He died for your sins. And when he could have been mad at you for killing him, when he could have sat in judgment because of your sins, he humbled himself to the point of death in order to give you life and life abundant. And someone's love that I always saw on the right-hand side, they always found a place of gratitude and instead of resentment. That is someone who I want to model myself after. And you can occasionally have a time in your life where an emotion will pop up and you need to hold it in your hand and you ask the question, is this a right side characteristic? Or you can do something if you're in a place like I was where you just kind of go all in. So a part of my journey and struggle with alcohol, because I have an allergy towards, I'm not an alcoholic. I have a disease known as alcoholism. But this disease did amazing things. Did it do damage to my personal body? Probably. But it was so much more than that. My disease caused my wife not to want to be by me. My disease caused me to lie to my friends and family members. My disease had my kids having to be hidden from me when I was at my worst. Because you know what? If, by the way, if you think of your left side versus right side, I bet you right now when you were at the worst of who you ever were, I have a prophetic word for you. You were on your left side. No one's ever on their worst on their right. So here's what I did in order to be right side characteristics. And someone needs to hear this today. A few of you maybe need to hear this. So there came a time where I needed to make amends. But the problem is you don't really know how you've wounded other people. You can speculate. You can have conjecture. You can do all these things and you can sit, here's where I was wrong, here's what I did. And I'm not saying that's a bad way to do it. But if you are really ready to work on the character of your life to find out the damage that you have done and this thing that you are hoarding that you think is only affecting you, I have a challenge for you this week. Go to those people in your life, because this is what I did. I slid the piece of paper across the table to him. And I said, I have not been the right-hand side man of God that I want to be. And I know that I've wronged you. But my question for you is this. What left side characteristics did I do to you? And you allow other people to start telling you those characteristics. Those other people to tell you the pain. And then at the end you say this, I have a desire to live on the right-hand side. Because this left-hand side, that guy, I don't know him. I don't want to be him. I don't want to look like that. I don't want to talk like that. So will you do me a favor? If you ever see me living on my left-hand side, will you call me out for it? And will you use a right-side characteristic like love and patience to call me into this doorway that I want to be a part of? If you're ready to do character work and that sixth sense dimension, there's some of you in here today that you know there's relationships in your life that you have beaten, that you have bruised, that you have destroyed, that you have plummeted, that you have pillaged. And it may need an honest conversation like that of, I need to live on my right-hand side, but before I do that, I need to find out what my left side was at its worst. Because these stories that we gather, they help us smash the hinge in days to come. So we know what our doorway to the left side is, and that's resentment. So how do we get to the right-hand side? That's through the word gratitude. I'd like to continue preaching on that, but I was told I'm not allowed to go 2 hours at a time. So I'm going to hit pause on today's conversation until next week. God, I thank you so much. Holy Spirit, I pray that what I'm communicating is coming out clearly. I pray the overarching thought that I'm wanting to develop is becoming solidified in people's thinking. God, I pray that those that need to hear this because of the place that they're living in their life right now, they grab a hold of it and say, this is the model in which I want to live by. Because Jesus Christ, if it's you versus Lucifer, I pick you every time. If it's happiness versus unhappiness, I choose happiness every time. So I just ask for the grace for people to be able to hear this today and for all of us to continue to live inside of this right side thinking. If you're here today, if you have your eyes closed, I'm going to ask you just to remain closed for 2 minutes longer for me. Just a minute ago, I mentioned that the outside higher power that you need to grab a hold of, that I would encourage you to grab a hold of, is a man named Jesus Christ. On Easter, we celebrate not just bunnies and chocolates, but we actually celebrate that there was a man that over 500 eyewitnesses knew that he was dead, but 3 days later was walking around with him again. 500 eyewitnesses, there's proof that a man came back to life. So what you have to wrestle with is the claims that he made true, and that is this: he was God and he died for your sins. That darkness inside of you, It's time for your freedom that you've been craving. So if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you're ready to say yes to them, with all eyes closed and head bowed, could I just ask you to simply raise your hand in the air? And even if this is like a rededication of I'm all in, I just want to receive Jesus today, I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand. And as people are making that decision here, those of you online, there's a question popping up. There's a comment showing up in your comment section or even a tab that you can click yes on. But could I just ask everyone, if you raised your hand, if you clicked a button, could I ask everyone to say this prayer with me? Dear Jesus, today is the day that I want to be found on the right-hand side. But to fully be there, I need to be forgiven of my sins. So forgive me, Jesus. Become Lord of my life. And from this day forward, I follow you. God, I thank you for every hand that was raised, every prayer that was said. And today we rejoice just as all of heaven does. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's put our hands together and celebrate with those that have made those decisions today.